Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 37. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 22. Overcast tomorrow. Highs around 33. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Roughly $56 million in food assistance is available across the state for roughly 189,000 students across the entire state. As KWCH News reports that the announcement came on Monday this week from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly that the Sunflower State is eligible to benefit from the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Program totaling $56 million. According to the governor, the program does provide a one-time benefit of $391 on Kansas benefit cards for each school-aged child who was eligible for free or reduced-priced meals at school during the 2020-2021 school year. The cards are administered by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, along with the Kansas State Department of Education. According to the governor, they said those who attend the Head Start program or enrolled in a free or reduced meal program for the 21 and 22 school year are also eligible. As they say, roughly 80% or 144,000 children of eligible benefits will be auto-issued the payment starting on Monday this week.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We'll have 800 to 1,000 head. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 90 Charlet cross steer and heifers that have been home raised and winged a long time. They'll be weighing 550 to 650. We'll have one load of mostly black steers that'll be weighing 8 to 850. And we'll have two loads of black steers that have been home raised. That'll be weighing 8 to 9. If you want to see a full list of our consignments, you can see that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212. And this will be our last sale of 2022 this week, and we look forward to seeing you back here on January 5th.
A Kansas State University veterinarian is warning pet owners about certain buzzwords that are used on packaging regarding the food for their pets. As according to KWCH News, the veterinarian is warning individuals to always check the packaging labeling very carefully and be wary of certain words that are used to describe the products. As clinical professor Susan Nelson with the Veterinarian Health Center in K-State's College of Veterinary Medicine says, quote, when it comes to the marketing of pet foods, manufacturers know the ingredients list on the primary reasons consumers purchase food, but manufacturers also know they can manipulate the list, staying within the legal guidelines to make the food more attractive to consumers. She says the word, quote, natural to describe many of the pet foods is regulated by the Food and Drug Administration along with the Association of American Feed Control Officials. However, they do not have a legal definition of what natural really is. In other news, if you're looking to head out to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans to see the Kansas State Wildcats play, Delta Airlines is offering a special nonstop service between the city of Wichita and New Orleans. As KP News reports, the flight leaves on December 29th at 5:30, arriving in New Orleans at 7:30 that evening.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier, an attorney in the state of Nebraska who unsuccessfully ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020, is one of the newest applicants that's filed for the U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated by U.S. Senator Ben Sasse. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Anna Ashford, the Democrat and widow of former U.S. Representative Brad Ashford of Omaha, Nebraska, has officially filed for the position with the governor's office and said she would, quote, put the constituents over party affiliation every time. The announcement came on Friday last week when she said she hoped that Governor Pillen would be, quote, broad-minded enough to consider my qualifications over my party affiliation. In other news, the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services has reported the death of a 47-year-old inmate that was incarcerated at the work ethic camp. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that 47-year-old Robert Windorf died on Sunday at the community hospital in McCook, Nebraska. He had started his sentence in February of this year and was serving a sentence of 3 to 10 years for charges out of Buffalo County that included possession and distribution of a controlled substance.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Prairie Hills USD 113 School District Monday evening moved forward, establishing a public hearing that could result in closure of the Wetmore School. Supporters of the Wetmore community urged retention of the pre-K through 12 facility, challenging declining enrollments, budget concerns, and quality of staff retention issues presented by district officials, noting the school is the heart of the community. Patrons pointed out a break-even financial picture for Wetmore the past 4 years. A public hearing has been set for February 4th at 10 a.m. at the Wetmore Gym. School officials then will consider options to close the facility or take alternate action. Unified Command is being used as cleanup efforts continue in Washington County from the recent oil pipeline leak in Emile Creek. The command is a leadership structure that brings together incident commanders of all organizations involved to coordinate the effective response while carrying out jurisdictional responsibilities. Upwards of some 300 workers are on site collecting oil pools, with several thousand of the 14,000 gallons leaked collected thus far. It could take weeks or possibly months, according to some estimates, to complete the project. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for Mill Creek from 18th Road to the Little Blue River, located northeast of Washington. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee members will meet Thursday, December 15th at Marysville City Hall to consider and select a nominee for Marshall County Register of Deeds to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring. Public may attend, but only duly elected committee members will comment or vote, with a recommendation then going to the governor for approval. Individuals interested in the position should contact Democratic Committee Chair Jim Swim Jr. of Marysville. Candidates must have been a registered Democrat here as of the November 8th general election. Marysville will be among 19 stops this week and next on a six-day tour for Kansas State football, celebrating the 2022 Big 12 title with the Championship Trophy Tour. Fans will be able to take photos with the trophy, which will be on display at Pepsi-Cola in Marysville Friday afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. Stephen D. Gibson, age 75, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Stephen Gibson. Vernon Dale Crom, age 80, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dale Crom. Marceline L. Marcy Meyer, age 91, of Axtell, passed away December 10th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marcy Meyer.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike, like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right.
selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Puzzled by what to get the family this Christmas? Make Reflections Hallmark in Marysville your Christmas store. From puzzles and gift bundles for everyone in the family to ornaments and everything Christmas decor to make it your home for the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 until 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Shop Reflections in Marysville this holiday season.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A cold front will follow yesterday's low-pressure system. Temperatures will stay around or below average throughout these next few days. Conditions staying much drier and sunnier today with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Westerly winds still around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Winds picking up throughout the day on Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And staying cooler throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Northwest winds still gusting as high as 30. Staying cooler throughout Friday, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Still staying sunny throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 66, the average low 23, and the record lows 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Why do we feel busier than ever but seem to accomplish less? We will share one possible explanation on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 14th, the 348th day of the year. Actress Patty Duke was born on this day. Are we leading busier lives than ever? The truth is, the number of hours we spend working, paid or unpaid, hasn't changed in decades. Feeling overwhelmed, say researchers, is due to the type of work we do. When most of the world labored in manufacturing or agriculture, there was a finite amount of work to accomplish. Today, much work is information or knowledge-based, of which there is a virtually infinite supply. The result? A countless number of tasks on the horizon and to-do lists that never become done lists. So if you feel like you can't get caught up, relax. You probably never will, and that's okay. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free. Sale kicking off the 20th and running until the 24th. 4 days of deals you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth. Only at the Wagon Wheel.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A soccer referee from the city of Olathe, Kansas, is only one of five World Cup referees that have been selected from the United States for the ongoing World Cup tournament. Skate News reports that Kyle Adkins has been selected for the World Cup after making his MLS debut back in 2014 and has been on the FIFA panel since the year 2018. The announcement came from a Twitter post from the Olathe Public Schools announcing the Olathe East High School alum being the referee for the World Cup. The semifinals continue with France and Morocco facing off today at 1 p.m. In other news, moving down to the state of Texas, as Texas Longhorns have announced that Chris Beard has been suspended and named Rodney Terry as the interim head coach for the men's basketball team. As Cake News reports that Beard was released on a $10,000 bond from the Travis County Jail on Monday afternoon and has been suspended without pay until further notice, according to the university. He was named as the head coach for the Longhorns last season and has over a decade of collegiate head coaching experience. Mid-America Network Sports.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We'll have 800 to 1,000 head. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 90 Charlet cross steer and heifers that have been home raised and weaned a long time. They'll be weighing 550 to 650. We'll have one load of mostly black steers that'll be weighing 8 to 850. And we'll have two loads of black steers that have been home raised that'll be weighing 8 to 9. If you want to see a full list of our consignments, you can see that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212. And this will be our last sale of 2022 this week, and we look forward to seeing you back here on January 5th.
Three football players from the Kansas State Wildcats have officially been named to the AP's All-American teams for 2022. As Cake News reports, that Deuce Vaughn was selected for the first team as an all-purpose player. Cooper Beebe, the offensive lineman, was named to the second team, along with the third-team honors going to defensive end Felix Ozema. Other players in the Big 12 Conference that were named to the AP All-American teams included Trevis Hodges-Tomlinson, a fourth-year player at TCU, going in as defensive back for the second team. Max Dugan, also from TCU, going in for quarterback in the second team offense, and TCU fifth-year player Steve Avila coming in as a guard for the second team. In other news, the Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball team has officially been ranked in the Associated Press's women basketball poll for the first time in 10 years. Skake News reports that the Jayhawks are ranked number 22 nationwide right now. The vote comes after winning by 27 points against Arizona on the road last week. The top five women's basketball teams include South Carolina, Stanford at number two, Ohio State, Indiana, and Notre Dame. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Concordia 50-39. Wamego beat Chapman 68-43. Clay Center over Riley County 49-28. And Southeast of Saline beat Abilene 49-30. Frankfort girls topped Valley Heights 40-36. Hanover down Blue Valley 55-22. Axtell over Wetmore 56-22. Diller Odell girls over Johnson Brock 55-47, and Falls City beat Southern 33-28. Marysville boys took Concordia 58-42, Wamego down Chapman 59-39, Riley County boys over Clay Center 47-45, and Southeast of Saline took Abilene 77-59. Valley Heights boys over Frankfort 55-26, Blue Valley trimmed Hanover 64-48, Axtell boys over Wetmore 68-35, and Johnson Brock took Diller Odell 63-19.
The Valley Heights Mustangs led from the tip as they handled the Frankfort Wildcats here tonight. 55-26 is our final score. Led in scoring, Valley Heights was Royce Ekstrom with 16. He had 9 points there in the first half. As Valley Heights took a 15-7 first quarter lead and never looked back in this game. Moving the Mustangs now to 2-2 on the season. Frankfort drops to 1-4 on this young season. TVL started here tonight as well. Valley Heights will start off 1-0, Frankfort 0-1. In the girls' games, the Frankfort Wildcats came back from a 10-point halftime deficit, ended up winning 40-36, thanks in large part to Haiti Gross, who had 13, and Sydney Wapp, who had 11 for the Lady Wildcats. The Valley Heights Mustangs were paced by Delana Merck, who had 15, but it was not enough. as the Valleyheads Mustangs drop the 2-2 on the season. Frankfort Wildcats move to 4-0. Once again, the Valley Heights boys beat the Frankfort Wildcats 55-26. Ladies fall 40-36. Reporting for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasty.
A sweep for the Marysville Bulldogs hosting Concordia Tuesday. Marysville boys came from behind at the half, trailing 7 points to win 58-42. Led by Jack Lauer with 16 points, Willow Tott scored a dozen, Rook Williams and Sanders Utterman 10 apiece. As Marysville boys improved to 4-1 on the season, outscoring Concordia 19-6 in the third and 23-14 down the stretch for a 58-42 win. Concordia led by Peyton Redder with 13 points. Ethan Cash had 10. Concordia is 3-1. Marysville girls beat Concordia 50-39, led by Haley Ingles with 17 points. Lindsay Dressman adding a dozen. Bulldogs' first win in five starts. Concordia led by freshman starter Charlize Cash with 9 points. Concordia winless in four starts this season, falling at Marysville 50-39. Marysville hosting Chapman final game before the Christmas break on Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
If you've grown amaryllis in the past, you probably had some sprout immediately in flower, while others seem to take weeks before even showing signs of life. Selecting the right amaryllis can help you have flowers for Christmas or to enjoy after the holidays. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Amaryllis grown in Brazil, Peru, and South Africa typically flower in November or December. These Southern Hemisphere-grown amaryllis are usually labeled as early or Christmas blooming. These are perfect choices for brightening your indoor holiday decor. Those grown in Holland typically bloom from January to March. These make great experiential holiday gifts, or purchase a few for yourself to help keep your green thumb in shape over winter. Some varieties are grown in both the Northern and Southern Hemispheres, impacting their bloom time. So read the label to find the amaryllis with the bloom time you desire. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
This FFA advisor found a fundraiser that was so successful, he had to quit teaching just to operate the new business. It's a venture still doing well over 50 years after it was founded. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It was 1965, and Don Ramsey's FFA chapter in Jones, Oklahoma, was not turning a profit on the hogs they were raising.
And rather than just sort of let the thing fall apart, the officer and I got together one day and trying to figure out what we could do, and we came up with the idea of killing the hogs and making pork breakfast sausage and selling it door to door.
For the first 3 years, the chapter took their hogs to a facility on the outskirts of Oklahoma City for processing. However, the owner told Don he was closing his business.
I said, well, what are you going to do with your recipe? He said, I'm not going to do nothing with it. You want it? I said, yes, sir, I want it. We've done nothing since then to that recipe but add a little bit of salt and a little bit more red pepper.
Don also purchased a mixer, grinder, and sausage packaging machine from another business. The old wrought iron equipment was in poor shape, and meat inspectors had closed the facility because of it. Don sandblasted the machinery and put a sharp coat of paint on it, too.
So in about 3 or 4 days, here come these two inspectors, and they knew I was building the building, was going to open it. And they come in and looked at it, and I had that equipment over there, and they said, my gosh, you got some of the best equipment we've ever seen.
Don called it Blue and Gold Sausage, named after the colors of the National FFA. It was fitting since so much of the business came from Oklahoma's FFA chapters.
We have all the FFA chapters but three. On top of that, we've added another 550 of other groups.
Today, Blue and Gold Sausage employs several people in central Oklahoma, a very successful business begun by this FFA advisor in the late 1960s. Traveling the countryside in Jones, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
Sore back after a day on the tractor? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The culprit could be the seat you're sitting on and the vibration it's sending through your body as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Pain is a common complaint from farmers. Maybe they lifted too much or pulled something the wrong way, but there's another potential cause, prolonged exposure of vibration from farm vehicles. Nathan Fetke is an associate professor in the Department of Occupational and Environmental Health at the University of Iowa, which did a study on whole body vibration experienced while operating ag machinery. He says the seat is the key. Many farm machines have seats with shock-absorbing suspension, and they should be adjusted properly for the operator's weight.
And that should be easily identifiable. If someone's riding around in a machine and they feel the seat bottom out or slam down into the base plate, that seat is not working properly. It's not adjusted for the operator's weight properly, or there's some failure of the mechanism. In terms of the seat itself, just including the seat as part of the overall maintenance plan of the machine is really important. I mean, these are mechanical things.
Fetke says the operator's posture is another factor.
As a person sits, the curvature on their low back is lost, typically without a lumbar support. And so you've got this sort of stretching of the low back just by the nature of the sitting posture, and then you're vibrating that low back at the same time. And so you get this repeated stretching of the low back, and that's one possible theorized mechanism for how prolonged exposure to vibration can lead to problems down the road.
He says it can be years before the operator notices any problems. The study showed ATVs and heavy utility vehicles like skid steers transmitted the highest levels of vibration, followed by tractors, pickups, and semi-trailers. Learn more about whole body vibration on farm machinery at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
If you've ever tried hanging photos by yourself, you know it's a tough job to do solo. But if you've ever tried to do it with the help of another person, it can sometimes make things even more difficult. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. My husband and I were recently trying to hang some pictures, and we eventually had to take a break because his idea of placement was very different from my idea of placement. Isn't that kind of like how we approach our finances? If you're married, having conversations about money can be such an important practice to follow. But you and your spouse may have some different ideas about how you want to save, spend, and share your resources. It can be helpful to have those ongoing conversations about money. It will help you ensure that you're using the financial resources God has given you with intention and purpose. So just like hanging pictures takes open communication and a little compromise, when you have open conversations about money, you and your spouse will live with more financial clarity. Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
A Canadian company is turning yellow peas into a plant-based protein option. That's next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
PIP International in Lethbridge, Alberta is banking on yellow peas as the optimum source for plant-based protein for human consumption. CEO Christine Lewington.
We've been able to crack the code on using yellow pea, which is readily available and abundantly grown crop. And our pea protein tastes great. It's neutral tasting. There's no smell and it's highly functional. It feels good. It's not spongy. We have a fudge. We have an ice cream. We have drinks. The consumer has to have an enjoyable experience. And PIP believes that we're going to bring that. And we're going to be able to catch that wave of plant-based options in the industry.
Lewington says PIP's method of extracting protein from yellow peas is not only acceptable to the senses, it's also more sustainable and more affordable than many other plant-based protein options.
We're going to be able to hopefully reap the rewards and allow consumers to have not just a great tasting plant-based option, but at an affordable price, because nobody wants to pay $15 for a plant-based burger or a plant-based type drink.
Lewington says the company will break ground this spring for a processing plant that'll turn out up to 130,000 metric tons of protein from yellow peas. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your Ag News for this Wednesday, December the 14th. Speaking at the Wisconsin Farmers Union Annual Convention, USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau says he'd like to see changes to the federal farm loan system.
I would like to see the Farm Service Agency be able to offer the best deal
out of the gate and function less like a lending institution and more like a federal government initiative. The challenge that we have right now is that our loan officers, for whatever reason, are often in a more conservative frame of mind than they need to be. And that conservative frame of mind actually puts the producers in a weaker position because we don't extend the best terms that we can at the outset.
He says USDA is working internally on several fronts to bring about change.
The message that I take out to organizations like the Wisconsin Farmers Union, to stakeholder groups that I get to visit with, is we are going to try to change this to a culture of getting to yes. And the Secretary of Agriculture is now talking about using our loan servicing tools sooner rather than later and catching folks before they fall off the cliff. And really proud to be here part of that and look forward to hearing from all of our producers in the countryside as we navigate through these times.
For example, an FSA loan application is 29 pages.
The team is working really hard on refining that, streamlining the process so that we can get to more timely decisions for our producers. And 29 pages is just frankly too much for anything. And that's the short end. And it isn't the fault of our county staff, so don't beat them up when you talk about it. They'd rather have it be better, too. It's our job as leadership at the national level to do that. Our farm loan team has been working on that for years. Now we've got the stars aligned to where we're going to get there and start to streamline that and bring it down to around a 12-page application to start with.
That's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Ring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand-cut for your gut. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants: more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axel Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond, and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Bulls are dangerous and can quickly become aggressive. Reading their behavior and knowing how to react can save you from injury on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
That is halter broke and has been raised as a pet may be gentle, but keep in mind it's still an animal you have to respect and never trust him, no matter how tame. Ryan Walker is a livestock consultant at the Noble Research Institute. He says bulls are stubborn and will get upset when you make them do something they don't want to do. At any given time, they can suddenly decide they don't like you and become aggressive. So how do you know if you're pushing the bull too far? Watch its eyes.
You can always tell when a bull is uneasy with someone being around them when they're always watching you. So when you look at their eyes and they follow your movement all over, then they want to know where you're at because they feel uncomfortable with you. When they get real alert and feel like they want to do something about it, their eyes get really big. Versus a bull that feels real comfortable and real easy, they're going to be less alertive.
A bull that's telling you to go away might also paw at the ground. Walker says sometimes it's just a warning, but it's best not to find out. To avoid being cornered by 2,000 pounds of angry, be prepared for it.
You always want to put yourself in a position where, if need be, you can climb a fence. Don't ever get in an area where you can't get behind an obstacle, like a hay bale ring or a feeder, or you can't climb a fence. That's number one.
Walker says the best way to avoid confrontation with a bull is to handle it in a low-stress manner and maintain your distance. When you need to move it, such as from the pasture to a trailer, bring a few other cattle along. The bull will be less likely to resist because it's with company. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about staying safe around bulls at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Ickelo with you on this Wednesday. Well, the Fed, they're going to raise interest rates. That's making a mark on the markets. A higher stock market also influencing the markets, as well as fundamental drivers like such as South American weather, slow U.S. commodity exports, and the war in Ukraine. Here's what we're looking at currently. On the board, you've got corn for December, 639. That's down 4 3/4. Corn for March at 650 3/4. That's down 2 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March at 850 1/4. That's down 15. Kansas City wheat for May at 845 1/4. That's down 12 1/4. Oats for December, 410 right now, up 48 3/4. March oats at 343 1/2. That's up 2 1/4. January soybeans, 1482 3/4. That's up 3. Soybeans for March at 1486 1/2. That's up 2 currently. Live cattle for December, 154.62. That's your current price. That's down 27.5 cents. Live cattle for February, 155.70. That's down 65 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 183.80. That's down 42.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March at 185.62. That's down a dime. Crude oil for January, $77.50. That's up $2.12. Crude oil for February, $77.52. That's up $2.06. Gold for December, $18.12.40. That's down $1.50. Gold for February, $18.19. That's down $6.50. Silver for December, $24 right now. That's up 20 cents. And silver for March at $21.15. That's up 16.50 right now. Dow Jones up 200, S&P up 24, NASDAQ up 58. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Wednesday. Have a great one. I'm Jeff Aiken.
'Tis the season for savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We are spreading joy and cheer, and we have the new Fords you're looking for at prices you'll love with customer cash rebates. Plus, take advantage of finance offers as low as 1.9% APR for... APR for up to 66 months, and you'll make no payments up to March 2023, only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Of all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to debit, a payment of $15.15 for 1,000 to finance. No payment for up to 90 days upon approval credit with Ford Credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. These offers cannot be combined with others and expire at the end of the month.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of 4 new select Michelin winter passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
The November Meat Demand Monitor, compiled by Kansas State University agricultural economist Glenn Tonzer, included a yes-no question. Do you intentionally eat protein to aid in meeting strength training or other fitness goals? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. According to Tonzer, general interest in the protein diet is pretty strong, especially among millennials.
About one-third of the population nationally says they intentionally include protein in their diet to help meet their personal fitness goals, whether that's jogging or muscle strengthening exercises. And that particular comment is extra relevant for millennials. So nearly half of millennials, and for quick reference, millennials are those born between 1981 and 1996. They're more likely, you know, one in two basically, say they eat protein for that reason. And conversely, baby boomers are much less likely. Only about 16% of baby boomers say they eat protein for that reason intentionally. The reason I'm highlighting that is the millennial group is a large group. Their buying power continues to grow, and they're going to be here for the, you know, foreseeable future as customers. And hopefully that gives some staying power to various components of these adjustments you're asking me about.
In general, Tonzer says the data points to millennials consuming more beef, pork, and chicken.
In the same effort, we also ask all these folks what you had yesterday. So they're called prior day recall questions. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Did you have it at home or away from home? And then which of those proteins did you include? And certainly chicken, beef, and pork are the three primary proteins that people say they had yesterday. And that matches up with USDA estimates of consumption and so forth. So in general, I definitely think it is the meat proteins that are those millennials I'm talking about are referring to. But I want to be clear for your listeners, they could also be getting protein as well from, you know, seafood, plant-based, and other items that aren't meat livestock items.
Tonzer says the question for protein producers, especially those on the livestock side, now becomes how to best reach millennials with a message that hits home.
Yeah, I mean, that gets into a marketing question and may even differ by going a little bit back to your cut. You know, do you have a product that's convenient, easy to eat, on the go, ready to eat? Those kind of things are pretty important for a busy, you know, the typical millennial is all our listeners are busy, so I don't want to mislead, but millennials are more likely to have children at home, so they're juggling other things, not just their own schedule, but their kids' schedule and so forth. So the value of convenience tends to be higher. You know, giving advice to, in this case, probably the beef and the pork industry, I think elevated importance on convenience and ease of consuming your products is even more important with the millennial generation than, say, the baby boomers.
That's Kansas State University agricultural economist Glenn Tonzer with information from the November Meat Demand Monitor on whether people intentionally eat protein to meet strength training and other fitness goals. More information can be found online at agmanager.info. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Let earth receive her. Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home Christmas if only
classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.